Hello?
Hi, how are you? This is Mute Customer Service giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
Thank you. Yes, I've been going through my bank charges, and I have 4 unauthorized charges. I've been working with my bank on fraud, and they said I should try calling you guys directly. First, I authorized a charge that I guess was for something that for $7.95, I thought I was paying shipping for a kitchen mixer, but instead I never got a mixer, and I've gotten 4 random charges in the last 3 months, and I'd like those to be refunded because I didn't authorize those.
I'll be more than happy to look into it in one brief moment. Let's see. Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Kaylin Waller, 1600 Brandy Lane, Carterville, Illinois, 69918.
All righty. So, yes, let's see. That is loading. Still here, one more. Still here, one more. Still loading. Alrighty. So, yes, reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a contest entry that was made for the KitchenAid mixer, as you expressed, and along with possibly nonstick pots and pans. I do understand with that entry, that was the shipping and also entry fee. So if you did not cancel during that 24 to 48-hour time frame, then automatically, as it expressed within terms and conditions, the subscription charge will automatically apply, emailing you a value of a $125 gift card. I do understand you wish not to continue on with the subscription, so we can most definitely go ahead and get this canceled to prevent charges from coming out. Moving forward, however, the charges that are on the account, they were valid and pre-authorized charge, so we are able to use the 35% refund, which will fall back within the next
3 months. No, I want a full refund, or like I said, my bank will submit it to fraud. So
that's understandable, ma'am. They do investigate those transactions, and if it's a non-fraudulent transaction, you can prevent yourself from getting no charges back. Now, I do understand that the highest that we are able to do is that 50% refund, and it will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days. Would you like that cancellation confirmation?
No, I want a full refund because I didn't authorize $200 to be charged. So, like I said, I'll just go back to my bank and report it as fraud. They told me
yes,
to tell me. I'll need a full refund for those items, or like I said, it'll just need to go through fraud.
That's understandable, ma'am. I would, hate for you to have to, risk of losing those charges due to that they're a non-fraudulent transaction. But I am able to go ahead and get that.
Because I didn't
yes,
authorize.
Ma'am. They were pre-authorized. You didn't cancel in time. You agreed to the terms and conditions. But for that recent charge, yes, ma'am, I can most definitely go ahead and get that reversed for you. That's that $56.95 falling back within the next 3 to 5 business days. Any other charges I would have to get you connected over to our supervisor. Would you like that cancellation number?
Okay, so what are you saying that you're going to cancel?
We're canceling the subscription altogether.
So what are you going to refund?
That $56.95 within the next 3 to 5 business days.
So which one of those?
The one that came out this month.
So the one that came on December 9th?
Right.
Okay, then I'll be watching for a refund on that. And yes, I'd like to speak to whoever I need to get a refund for the others because I didn't authorize those.
They was pre-authorized. You did not cancel in time. But let me get you connected over. Still her one moment. One moment. Still here, one moment.